Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. There are other people who say that things are going to get a whole lot worse before they get a whole lot better. And it looks like we are in that process. I don't expect to see things get better. I would love to see a spiritual awakening where people start going, this is just too much. This has gone too far. Enough is enough. There has to be sanity, he continued. But I don't expect to see it. That's pretty much what you just said.
Well, I think it's important to remember what Our Lady said at Fatima. She said that if the world or Europe does not repent, a disaster will come, she said. And we still haven't repented.
No, we haven't.
So if you want a spiritual, some kind of spiritual awakening, you need to repent first, because if you're full of sin, there is no room for the Holy Spirit. It's very simple. So, and I think people have too much pride, cultural pride, to do that. That's too much pride. So they haven't understood the importance of that. And the moment they will understand, it might be too late. It might be too late. I mean, there are a lot of parallels in the New Testament, where it's too late. Like the other day, the readings was the virgins with that is waiting for the bridegroom.
Right.
And they have those oil lamps, and half of those young girls that haven't taken extra oil with them. So when the bridegroom comes, or he is approaching, they don't have enough. So they go and buy some. And when they come back, the bridegroom has already been there. And the ones that had taken some oil with them, they have gone with the bridegroom to the big wedding hall. And then it says the door was closed. And they knocked on the door. And he came out and said, who are you? I don't know you. It's too late. And I think this could be our situation. I mean, the moment we realize what we have lost, when we see it with God's eyes, God gives people the grace to understand who they are and what they have done.
Right.
It might be too late. I mean, the gospel says that. It's not just to preach doom and gloom. The gospel warns about it. Jesus says, stay awake and pray. You don't know the hour. So it's very serious what he says. He's really warning us, say, well, there will be one day when it's too late. But we have this kind of idea, I mean, this generation that is born after the Second World War, which I belong to, we only have been in a culture where there was prosperity. We never faced any kind of real crisis or any kind of shortage or famine or any kind of something that was really hard to go through. It has always been, you know, this prosperity. So we are not prepared for any battle. And that's why we have a lot of pride, and we're very spoiled, and we believe that everything is going to be forever like it is now. We don't understand that it could change very, very quickly.